Who's ready for spring? Isn't the weather been nice? I am so ready for spring. Praise God. All right. This evening, we're gonna get into a word, and I had invited Pastor Brad along to, if he had anything he wanted to add concerning what I'm talking about tonight. But this morning, we talked about getting into the spiritual disciplines. We talked about why it's so important to have spiritual disciplines in our life. And if you don't, if you weren't here, you don't remember, as a refresher, things like prayer, like reading our word, spending time with the Lord, worship, giving, serving, all of these things are spiritual disciplines. And those things strengthen us in our walk with Christ. It strengthens us in the knowledge of Him. And so tonight I want to get into how do you bear fruit? Or there's three areas that God uses to create catalyst to bear fruit. And if you remember me saying this morning, I said in order to bear fruit, those spiritual disciplines are the pathway or the journey to bear fruit. So the spiritual disciplines themselves are not the goal, it is the way to bear fruit. It's the way to the end, the means to the end. So it's not about a checklist. It's not about, you know, marking off, well, I read my word and I did this and I did this and I did this. God should be proud of me this morning or today. But it's about spending time with Him, knowing Him, getting in your word, hearing preaching, listening to the word, all of these things. Even evangelism, that is a spiritual discipline. It's something that we're called to do. The Bible says to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. So even evangelism is a type of spiritual discipline in our life. It strengthens us. Whenever we pour out and we lead others to the Lord and bring them into the kingdom of God, that is a way that actually strengthens us in our walk. And if you've never done that before, when you do that, you go out and lead someone to the Lord, there's just an excitement that happens after that. You're so excited. You know, you're like, I mean, I know Jamie's been used in that in the home that she works in, and she'll text me and she'll be like, I led so-and-so to the Lord today. And I'm like, that's so awesome. And it pleases me so much to know that we have people in our church, out in the community, where I'm not necessarily going to be at that point in time, but they're out there leading people to the Lord. They're ministering. And that's what happens when a congregation becomes an army of God. And they're out and they're being a witness for the things of God. They're being a witness to God or for God. And so we want to bear fruit. That's our goal in life, is to bear fruit for the Lord. And so we're going to talk or look tonight in the Word of God of three different ways or three catalysts that God uses to create fruit in our lives. To create fruit in our lives. And so let's just go ahead and pray over what we're getting ready to receive tonight. Pray over your own heart. Pray over your ears, your eyes, your understanding, that you will receive what God has for you to receive tonight. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We pray that you would just open our eyes, open our heart, our ears, our understanding. Lord, that the things that you have for us will take root and bear fruit tonight. That you will cause us to be stronger in you, that we will be mighty in the things of you, Father, that you are calling this church at this hour to make a huge footprint here in Marion County and the surrounding areas. And that because I ended up being on the other end of the stick, and I'm like, man, this person won't shut up. And then I'm like, okay. And then you got to learn. You see what I'm saying? Like, learn from situations. Learn that when you're in a situation that, I don't really care for this, I don't really like this, then learn from it and make sure that you don't respond in the same way. I know that sounds so simple and so practical, but so many times we're inward focused and we've got to be outward focused. We have to realize, like, let's look at something from an outward perspective. Also, learn from others that are ahead of you. Learn from others that are ahead of you. You know, the Bible says in Ephesians that God has given us apostles and evangelists and prophets and teachers and pastors to equip us and to mature us so that we won't be washed to and fro with every doctrine or teaching that's not spiritual. And so God has given us certain people in our lives. God will send you people that will help you. And so those people are in your life. They're ahead of you to show you. Look for those people in your life. And you know what? Sometimes it's not always based upon a personal relationship. You don't have to have a personal relationship. There are a lot of people that I learn from that I listen to through podcasts or listen to through their sermons. And so you can begin to pick up teachings and wisdom and knowledge because of what? Again, the spiritual discipline of listening and learning through preaching. Another thing, the last thing around dealing with people or the idea that people causes fruit in us is understand that you are responsible for your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. But you are not responsible for their thoughts, their feelings, and their actions. That's a big one. Now, I'm not saying that you're not responsible to them. I'm saying you're not responsible for them. There's a difference. You have a responsibility for how you treat others. You have a responsibility for what you do with your actions, your feelings, and your thoughts. That is your responsibility and how you respond towards people. But how they respond towards you, whether they're trying to guilt you, obligate you, whatever it might be, you are not responsible because there's a lot of people that will play those games. They'll try to manipulate. They'll try to guilt. They'll try to play the feelings card. Will you make me feel? And all of these things. And you're going, I didn't cause you to feel that way. Now, understand, you can't like mouth somebody off and then say, well, it's your fault that you feel that way. You can't be like a total jerk. You know what I'm saying? You are responsible for what comes out of your mouth and how you treat others. But what I am saying is when it comes to someone trying to obligate or cause a guilt thing on you, then you got to understand where to draw the boundaries, where to draw the line. Because many people get guilted into things and they're not walking the walk that God asked them to walk because they're so guilted into what everybody else is wanting them to do. And it steals their time, it steals their joy, it steals their peace, and they're not walking where God wants them to walk. And so it's okay to have boundaries in place and to make sure that you're doing what God is asking you to do. You can still be polite to someone and have boundaries. You can still love someone and have certain things set up and speak kindly to them and explain to them, no, that this is something that I have to do for my life to make sure that it's guarded and I have to protect this in my life. I have to make sure that I have, a Sabbath day. I have to make sure I have a rest time. I have to make sure that I do this. I have to make sure that this, for the protection of the benefits of my life. So understand, and we have to discern which it is. But sometimes we can be in situations where something that we really wanted, it's like, this is where I wanted to go. This is what I wanted to do. And it's like, it didn't happen. It didn't work out. And we're trying to pray for it. We're trying to make it happen. But God had a different plan. And we need to trust him. I remember years ago when Minister Mara and Minister Lihau had applied for Mihie to go to a school on Maui, Kamehameha schools, and so it's an all Hawaiian school, so you have to be Hawaiian to go, and it's done by approval, and so it's a little bit of a difficulty to get into because they look for certain things, and you have to do certain things to get in, and of course this wasn't in Hana, it would cause them to move out, and anyway they applied, and I remember the day that they got the letter back or got the notification back, and she didn't get in, and I remember Minister Mara was so upset, And it was difficult because they were like, we really wanted her, like this was going to be an opportunity. But she had no idea what God had planned for her. And at the moment, you know, you're like, man, this is what we wanted. This is what we were praying for. This is what we believed was God's thing for us. Like he was going to open this door. And sometimes we don't always see the full picture. We had only been there for about a year, I think, at that point. So if they would have moved out, who knows where their lives would have been? You know, they would have moved out. They definitely wouldn't be here today. But God had a different plan. God had a different plan for their life. And so many times we don't always understand the full picture, the full dynamic. And we can have our heart totally set on this one thing. But we have to be willing to trust God and realize that in this moment, I'm trusting him. I don't understand it. It's not what I wanted. I wanted this. But in the end, we can come through it and go, I see what God had. And I'm glad now. I'm glad that he didn't just allow this to happen because I wanted it. Because he had so much better for me. He had so much more for me. And so we've got to trust, even in those hard moments when we think we know what we want, his plan is so much bigger, so much greater. Trusting in God, but through it all, having a transparent heart. We have to be transparent with ourselves. We have to be transparent with God. And we've got to be honest with him and allow him to change us. Allow him to mold us. When he speaks in that still small voice, when he leads us, that we don't ignore us. Because that little thing that he's leading us in, we might not make the association that, well, I'm asking you to serve, or I'm asking you to give, I'm asking you to do this, or to go here, to go there, to bless this person, to change this attitude. And then over here, it's like we're circling, you know, this mountain, but we're not associating this mountain with this character trait over here. You see what I'm saying? And he's like, no, I need you to grow in this. It's like Joseph. He had character traits that had to be instilled in him before God could elevate him. And he probably didn't realize that at the moment. But all his responsibility was to be obedient to the things that God called him to right now in this moment. And let God take care of the rest. God would elevate. God would promote. But he had to be obedient to what God was asking him to do right now, which was be faithful, be humble, maintain integrity, continue to honor me. Don't honor the gods of this land. Don't worship another god. And if you'll do those things, like I said this morning, if you obey his word, he'll make you a sign and a wonder. Not because you're outperforming it, but because you're obedient to his word and you don't back down from his word, he makes you a sign and a wonder.